From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. As the 109th Congress wraps up its business, the House Ethics Committee released the results of its three-month investigation into the Mark Foley scandal. The former congressman from Florida sent sexually suggestive emails to male congressional pages. The bipartisan panel found Republican congressmen and staffers were negligent, but it said no lawmaker should be punished. We'll talk with a member of the Ethics Committee, Stephanie Tubbs Jones of Ohio, in a few minutes. First, NPR's Brian Naylor reports from the Capitol.
What began with a frenzy of allegations fueled by explicit instant messages and accompanied by outrage ended today with something less than a slap on the wrist. Ethics investigators conducted more than 50 interviews, including with House Speaker Dennis Hastert and Republican leader John Boehner and countless aides. But in the end, the two Republicans and two Democrats on the panel found that while Republican leaders failed to protect underage pages, no rules were broken. Washington State Republican Congressman Doc Hastings sounded a bit like a Sunday school teacher as he met with the reporters this afternoon.
We recognize that doing the right thing in a sensitive situation can be very hard and difficult. But simply put, in situations such as the ones described in our report, doing the right thing is the only acceptable option.
Foley, as you recall, was found to have sent a series of often sexually explicit emails and instant messages to male congressional pages, most of them minors, over a several-year period. When the communications began appearing on the Internet, Foley resigned his seat September 29th in the midst of the fall campaign. Then it became clear that Republican leaders knew of Foley's conduct at least several months before it became public, and the Ethics Committee probe was launched to determine who knew what when. According to the panel's 89-page report, House Majority Leader Boehner testified he found out about some of the less explicit Foley emails during a brief conversation one day on the House floor and responded by saying words to the effect of, "Okay, we will handle it." Boehner said he told Speaker Hastert of the issue within a half hour, also on the House floor, and that Hastert told him it had been taken care of. Hastert, however, testified he had no recollection of the conversation. The report also says Republican Congressman John Shimkus, who was chairman of the Congressional Page Board, said he had not told the Democratic member on the panel of Foley's emails because, quote, "he's a Democrat, and I was afraid it would be blown out of proportion." While the report didn't recommend additional proceedings against anyone, there were, quote, "a significant number of instances where members or employees failed to exercise appropriate diligence and oversight, and that there was a, quote, disconcerting unwillingness to take responsibility for resolving issues regarding Representative Foley's conduct." Critics see the whole exercise as a whitewash. Melanie Sloan is executive director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington.
I think the American public is going to read this report and be shocked that even knowing that all of these members knew about this problem, the Ethics Committee decides nobody really did anything wrong. It was just negligent. I think that people will be very upset by that conclusion.
Sloan and others say the failure of the committee to find any violations of House rules points to the need for an outside office of public integrity to handle ethics complaints. But the senior Democrat on the ethics panel, Howard Berman of California, defended his colleague's work.
I stand by this report. This is not the jerry-rigged result of a series of compromises, but rather the right report on this subject.
In the November election, the Republican running for Foley's open seat was defeated, and analysts say the Foley scandal played a role in the GOP's loss of its congressional majority. So it can be argued Republicans as a party paid a price for the Foley matter, even if no one individually was held to account. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.